Psalms 107, we'll begin reading at verse 23. Lord, help me tonight. I'm going to borrow a title off a song that Sister Savage sings a lot, and that's Ride Out Your Storm. Ride Out Your Storm. Psalms 107 in chapter 20, in 107 in verse 23 says, they that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and the wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them into their desired haven. See a story here. In verse 23, it talks about men that go down and do business in great waters. And I was thinking how many times we compare life to the sea of life. There's many men out upon and women out on the sea of life, and many men and women that go through many storms, and storms rise up, sometimes unexpectedly, sometimes we're warned. I was thinking about maybe like, I'm going to have to hurry here, I'll drag this one out too long, because I got to remember there's two of us. As like a fisherman or somebody goes out like on the Sea of Galilee, and the Sea of Galilee is known for storms. And sometimes storms, you know, there'll be a warning. They might can see the waters troubled just a little bit, and they can look at the skies and at a distance see a storm coming. But sometimes it'll just come out of nowhere and rock that boat, and waves will rise up and start bashing against their ship. We see here, I think of a man that went through a great storm in life, and that is the man named Job. Job was a righteous man, the Bible says. A lot of people think only people that go through storms and troubles in life are those that maybe have committed sin, but that's not necessarily true. In John chapter 9 and verse 3, there was a blind man sitting at the gate. And the disciples and Jesus come by, and the disciples said to Jesus, who have sinned to cause this man to be blind? And Jesus said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the glory of God, or that what God may be manifested, the works of God. So it's not necessarily that you have sinned that you may be going through a storm, but that the glory of God may be shown. We see this is in Job's case. The devil comes to God and says, Job's just serving you because all of the things you have given him. And if you let me put my hand against Job, he'll stop serving you. So we see that maybe Job one day, I don't know where he was at, he might have been coming back from the place of prayer. And at a distance, he sees a man, one of his servants, come running, dashing toward him. And he sees a look of a fear on his face. And he comes up to Job and says, hey, Job, Sabaeans have come out of the west, and they've come down and fell upon your oxen and upon your donkeys, and they've slain your servants. And what the first thing usually the devil might go through to really test you is your pocketbook. You'll be surprised how many people serve God just because their pocketbook's full. And that devil knows that. And he knows one of the things he can go for, maybe to cause you to drop out on God and forget God and just lose your faith in God, as your pocketbook. Next we see that's not the end. It says while that man was yet speaking, another man came, another servant, and told him that fire had fell from God out of heaven and consumed all of his sheep and servants. There goes more money. And then we see that he said the Chaldeans come down and fell upon in three bands of men and fell upon the camels and took them off and slain the servants. This all happened within a period maybe of 10 minutes that Job heard all this news. And it'd be like on the stock market, it'd be like a man, a millionaire, and then just the stock market crash, and he's a pauper just like that. You can imagine how Job felt. This is how much Job lost in about 10 minutes' time. If he had lost 7,000 sheep, at $20 a sheep, and we know exactly what he lost, because if you flip over to the last chapter of Job, it tells you how many sheep and how many oxen God gave him. It was a double portion. So we see that he lost 7,000 sheep in this. At 20 head of sheep, he would have lost $140,000. He lost 3,000 camels. At $100 a camel, he lost $300,000. He lost a thousand oxen. At $325 an ox, he lost $325,000. He lost 500 donkeys. At just $50 a donkey, he lost $25,000. For a total sum of $790,000 lost in about 10, 15 minutes. The devil went for his pocketbook. This storm of life started bashing up against Job's ship. And I don't know what your financial position may be today, but the devil might just be testing you to see if you're going to hold on to God in this storm. I don't know where you may be, but you just ride out your storm. And in the end, God will bless you for it. God bless Job a double portion for holding on. If you'll just ride out your storm, God will meet your need. Don't let the devil tell you you're out of the will of God, or the devil will falsely accuse you for many things. You just ride out your storm. The devil's going to come against you and rock your ship, but just hold on. Next we see the devil attacks his family. The man comes to Job, a servant, and says, your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking. And all of a sudden a great wind come out of the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon your children, and they all are dead. You know, there's a few here tonight that spiritually you've lost your children. They're unsaved, they're out, and you don't know where they're at. And this is a great storm that's rocking your life, and you're struggling serving God now because it just seems that you've lost your children. And you know, when you lose your children, I mean, they're the most prized possession really to you, your children. You do anything for your children. I mean, you slave day and night to provide for your children. And it seems when you lose your children, you've lost about all you have to live for. But the devil went for his children. And I don't know tonight how you feel. And where you're at and necessarily and how your children are doing and what your the state your children's in and their spiritual death. But if you'll just hold on and ride out your storm and trust God like Job did. Job didn't get down and just give up on God. Next, his wife comes to him and says, Job, curse God and just die. You're going through a terrible problem. You're going and it's no sense in you living anymore. You've lost all your own. Just curse God and die. But Job said, no, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. And here he gave thanks to God. He gave thanks to God because he knew that God was in control of everything. He knew that God had the waters in the palm of his hand. He knew that his ship that was on those troubled waters, God had his eye on his life. The Bible talks about if God watches every sparrow and sees every sparrow that falls to the ground, how much more does he watch over his children? If God knows what every sparrow is doing, if he feedeth the sparrow, and if we ask God for, the Bible talks about if an earthly father, if his son would ask for bread, would he give him a stone? Or if he would ask for a fish, would he give him a scorpion? But the Bible says, how much more shall our heavenly Father give good things to them that love him and trust in him? I'm telling you tonight, if you're going through a storm, ride out that storm. The devil didn't stop there. He afflicted Job's body. And there's many people even here tonight. I know you're going through great affliction. The devil's bringing affliction against your body. But ride out that storm, and God's going to come through for you. Don't forget who your healer is. And then we see that he even lost all his friends. They turned against him. Three friends come and started falsely accusing Job. Falsely accusing. When everybody turns against you, when everybody turns against you and it seems like you don't know what to do, everybody's falsely accusing you and you've not done nothing wrong, or you haven't sinned and you know that your heart's clean and clear before God, don't give up. Just ride out that storm. I don't know what you're going through. You might have waves of doubt bashing up against your ship. You're doubting. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and you don't know if you're going to make it. Ride out that storm. Don't let the waves of doubt get over in your ship and sink your ship. You might go and be going through waves and bashing up waves of family problems or bashing up against your little ship. Just hold on. Ride out your storm. One thing the disciples forgot when they was in the ship, that Jesus was in the back of the boat asleep. Oh, Jesus might have been asleep, but he knew all the time what was going on. He wasn't going to let that ship sink. He wasn't going to let that ship. Another time, Jesus was in the mountain praying. And it said that he knew, he could see that ship tossing. No, I don't believe he was in eye distance of that ship, but he knew because he had one with the Father, and he was God, and he knew exactly where that ship was. He knows where you're at tonight. Don't give up hope. David encouraged himself in the Lord when he was going through a powerful storm. The song says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Like Brother Jimbo said tonight, prayer is what is going to get us through. We can do a lot of things. We can live by the Word of God, and I believe in living by it, but if we don't pray, we ain't going to make it. We're not going to make it. It's something about the power of prayer. Sometimes it's hard to understand exactly how it works, but I know God strengthens you. If you fast and pray, it's something about a power from God Almighty will consume your soul, and it'll give you faith like you've never had before. Something just whelms up within you to give you strength to go through that day. But it takes a constant prayer. If I have anything to say to you tonight, just ride out your storm. The Bible, that song says, walk right out of that valley. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Don't let old Satan get you down. Don't sit there until you die. Don't sit there. If Job could have just sit there and just blamed God for everything, saying, "God, there's no use for me serving you," and he had never in the end got that double portion of God's Spirit and God and God's blessings. But he trusted in God. He knew where his strength come from. Let me read a verse real quick over in Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38 says this. God's talking to Job. God come to Job in a whirlwind. A lot of times God has to do that to get our attention. In chapter 38 and verse 8 it says, "Or who shutteth up the seas with the doors, that when it break forth as it had issued out of the womb, when I made the clouds a garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decree places and set bars and doors." This is what this verse I want you to get here. "And said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further. And here shalt thy proud ways be stayed." God drew the line to Satan when he was coming up against Job. He said, "You can't touch him. You can." At first he said, "Don't touch him." Then when he went through that trial and come forth all right as pure gold, then he had the devil come back and say, "God, let me just afflict his body." Then he'd give up on you. God let him afflict his body. And then he afflicted his body. But God said, "Listen, you can touch him. You can do anything you want to him. Just don't take his life." And God said, "Hitherto, Satan, shalt thou come and no further." And as soon as he come through this trial, God said, "That's enough. That's enough. He's proved himself." And he said, "Hitherto shalt thou come in no further." God has a line. He'll never let us go through more than we can bear. And he'll never let us go through any storm that we cannot make it through. He knows exactly what we can bear. And if we'll just hold on, he'll tell that storm, "Hitherto shalt thou come in no further." I don't know what storm you're going through tonight. There's many different storms. There's a lot of storms in life. But if you'll just ride out that storm, God will be right there with you. He'll never leave you. You'll never be alone. Just ride out that storm. If you got unsaved loved ones, unsaved children, if you got lost children, children that are dead in sin, trespasses in sin, don't let that discourage you. Ride out that storm. The devil will tear you down with that. He'll worry you and aggravate you every day with that. And when you wake up in the morning, sure, we got to have a burden. I believe in a burden, but don't let the devil torment you with that. Just believe God. I said, believe God. Put it in God's hands. Say, God, whatever you have to do to my children to get them saved, they're in your hands. I'm not going to worry and fret over it. I'm trusting you. I've got a burden. I'm going to carry this burden. But I'm not going to let old Satan get me down. Ride out your storm. Girls, come and sing.